Is there a way to record this? This is episode 300 of Best in Show. That's it. Just us talking to Ron. I am fine with that.
This is episode 300?
It's supposed to be, but I can't figure out how to do anything. None of the... we haven't done a live broadcast in like two years. And all the old software that we used to use doesn't work anymore. Like, they have new versions that they want you to buy, like a $500 version of it and stuff.
Right, right.
Fun.
Are you in the same building as these two? Are you there with those two?
This building is my house. I live here. Okay. And I've got really sick arms, bro. Check them out. We measured them today. You know how big they are?
Arm size?
Yeah.
16 inches.
8.5-inch arms. Diesel. Hulk Hogan,
you'll be happy to know I'm talking into the microphone.
I'm doing it for show.
You'll be happy to know we're in New York.
Are you in New York now?
The newest of all the dwarfs. So, welcome to this week's episode of Best in Show.
This is Ron's third appearance on Best in Show now?
Third or second?
He was on when he hosted the Labor Day event, and then he came back to...
Oh, that's right, the live shows.
So like a Best in Show database?
Obviously.
So I think it's in that bed over there. You haven't unpacked it yet.
All right, so what happens here? Here's what I don't understand. When I'm looking at this right now, it shows Ron is not there. I show zero viewers right now, but Ron can see us.
Yeah, I'm on Google Hangouts.
What in cripe's name does that mean?
It means you called me. Video chat.
Is that what happened when
video chat? It came through on my end as Google Hangouts.
So the phone just rang, basically. Your phone rang and said, hey, talk to these three guys. They want to do a show for you and your daughter.
We're in a video chat. Yeah.
I'm going to Skype all day, right, man? You guys Skype?
Well, I was talking to my father and grandpa, and then we were talking to our aunt and sister.
Nice.
I need to get my sisters in California and grandpa in Florida. Excellent. What are you doing? DVDs. Do I make a mess? I want to watch all of them. I don't think there's any recording of this. You guys, for episode 300? Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It's called Peanuts. I have dry roasted peanuts in the other room.
Well, you know, you're in New York. I think we're going to New York, man. As soon as Aiden calls me, I got to go.
Because I own a store in New York. But I'll be there checking on my profits.
I have no profit.
I'm going to be going into the coffers and putting the gold and diamonds in it.
We were going to go to Boston Market and get a buy one, get one free meal.
Oh, my God. Give me mac and cheese and stop by.
What's that? Is that yummy?
Wait, so what sort of camera are you using that it's going back and forth from her to you, or are you just moving around the laptop?
It's a robot camera.
My phone.
It didn't even dawn on me at this point that it's just his phone.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. We called viewers because when people don't watch, we have to.
We have an elaborate setup of mixing boards, headphone amplifiers, microphones, headphones, iPads, computers. He's doing the same thing on his phone.
Ours looks almost as good.
I was going to say, his looks way better. Keith, could you actually just dial in on your phone?
Yeah, I'll pull it. Let me figure out how to do this.
Ron, could you invite Keith to the show?
Cold call podcasting is going to be the thing of the future.
Oh, man. What's that?
This podcast being archived?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I was just thinking that I wish your camera was set up to record this, because this to me is the funniest thing we've ever done.
Okay.
All right, what are the settings? Let's go to the settings. If I go here to the settings, okay, that's to hang up. I don't want to do that. Settings.
Get down. Down.
Get up.
Let's give the dog some water.
Yeah. That's what she said. Invite people. Let's start inviting people.
You did. That's why we're on to you.
Started.
Who else can I invite? What acquaintances are here? I invite all my acquaintances, all my friends. That's really nobody. It's really tears.
Is there any chicken in Boston Market? Are we getting headphones on? Show those guys everywhere.
Nice.
Oh, those are cool.
I love Dave Bazan. Control Room. Ron Hill. Chris Schiavo. Oh, my camera just went away. Now my camera's back. Video mute is unavailable for mobile users.
YouTube or Google Hangouts?
I thought it was doing it through YouTube, but it says... All right, Keith is here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, look, I'll look there you go. Exactly way. I can select different things. Here for Shavo. This game. All
right. You probably got to do something.
Oh, I see. Good luck.
Did you hear that clicking? Oh, boy. I think I'm going to leave this chat.
No, I think I have a sound down on one of your phones.
Keith, did you sleep?
No, Hangouts accessed my microphone, so there's
no answer. How about I mute you? Ready? Here you go. Hey, Keith is muted.
All right, I'm muted.
And suddenly, we're back.
Let me see what happens if I... I'm going to see if I can switch to my computer to that lipstick. This is fine, no, I'm not. That's why I missed my phone call with my wife right here. No, I'll hop over.
What do you mean? Oh, if you're busy talking to us?
Because you have to pick her up from Curtis.
She's got you whipped. She doesn't like you watching YouTube Hangouts. No, I'm gonna be so mad at you if you're hanging out. Okay, so this is what Best in Show has become. We can't figure out how to do a show, so we do Google Hangouts. What do you guys think?
I think it's wonderful.
Awesome. Hey, our guest on episode 300, Ron Hill, what do you have to say?
I'm glad to be here.
What was that?
I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. What about your young daughter? What does she have to say? Sweet young Maggie, what do you have to say about being guest number two? No, she's guest number one. Ron's guest number two on episode 300 of Best in Show Radio.
What do you think? You gotta tell.
Let's gate.
What? Gate?
As far as I'm concerned, she said Netscape. Kill it.
Oh, she's ice skating.
Ice skating is so much fun. I went ice skating for the first time in my life 2 weeks ago. Best day of my life.
What number of my piano, Maggie? Okay,
let's do it for number. This is the show. Go ahead. I think we found Will's replacement.
What do you guys think?
I think it's wrong.
Sorry, there was a critical.
It was perfect. It was exactly perfect. Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for hanging out for Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com here on Heroes Talk. The thing you do with yours, place to be, Magical Wonderland, Fantasy Cavalcade. Keith, what do you have to say to end the show?
Ron, hey, what do you have to say, James? Successful episode 300.
Excellent. I'm sorry, Keith. What
Ron
was
and
that?
Maggie, we'd love
what
to
was that,
back.
James?
Awesome.
No, Keith,
through.
Into the microphone.
Oh, sorry. We'd love to have you back.
Excellent. Hey, Ron, Keith would love to have you back. So would James. You know what? Maybe me too.
Right, I just...
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
Good morning, evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. My name is Keith. Ignore the semi-naked man behind me. We'll get to him in a bit. To the left of me is James.
It's been so long.
It's been a while, right?
I missed you.
It's a new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I'm a big fan of the Happy New Year months and months after the new year has passed.
But we don't know what actual year it is, do we? We don't have to talk about time.
We don't know what year it is?
No.
Oh yeah, well these things on YouTube are gonna be here.
Are you drinking balsamic vinegar?
Yes. No, I'm drinking dry roasted peanuts. is my mic on? I'm saying that I don't think we should make things timely. I don't think we should make things timely at all.
Like starting at 8 and actually starting at
5 to 8?
And who are you that's saying this?
By the way, my name is Best in Show Chris. I'm sorry. I thought I was relatively prepared to have my new home host this program tonight, and apparently I wasn't. If you'd like to complain to me about it, please do. Give a call. 520-7-ASS-HAT. That's the new number here for Best in Show. 520-7-ASS-HAT. I'll be honest with you, if you actually call us tonight, the one or two viewers who are actually watching right now, I don't think we're going to hear you. But try.
You want to get your Bluetooth speaker and hook up?
Yes.
In the meantime,
I was thinking that people can still send us Hey Guys. They can send us Hey Guys to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. And interestingly enough, and actually, it's probably not that interesting. It's interesting to me, but you can tweet us, hey guys, right during the day. I would think,
yes,
or email them, and then
anytime.
And then we'll
you
do
can,
some
you can
hey
tweet
guys
them right now.
You can tweet them right now, actually, at Best in Show Radio, or at Best in Show Keith, or at Best in Show James, or you'll never guess what yours is.
Alan.
Or Alan, no at, just Alan.
I'm going to come close to the camera and put this here just in case anyone calls so we can hear you.
So that's going to be super loud while our voices are coming from over here?
But we could lower it on this.
This show has such a is-this-thing-on feel, which is the amateur type of feeling you should have for episode number 300 of the show.
All right.
It's a fresh new beginning.
What's this? Wait, what's the number for our show? 520-7-ASS-HAT. I'm going to go in the other room just to check this, because why wouldn't we do this on the air?
Yep, that's 520-7-ASS-HAT.
Oh, look, we have our first caller. From a cell phone in New York.
Is it ringing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, but in the room.
If you stop whispering, yes. That sounds awful.
Yeah, this isn't working out very well.
Oh, wait.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, boy.
You got some volume going. How about... Hey, caller, how are you?
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling? You can go, we're home.
That's what you said to us. You're a sad robot.
Forget it. Don't call the show, okay? Don't call. I tried. I tried to come up with something. I tried to make things work. I apologize for having some sort of moxie about this. So what do you got for us, Keith? Who hey guys us with this week? Whoa, you're texting your friends?
I think you know this is my hey
can't
guys.
Can't they get us in the chat room on here?
Yeah, we actually can get in the chat room on here, can't we? This is a computer on wheels.
And I would like to send a personal thank you. Well, actually a show thank you to our friend Ron Hill, who helped
Ron
us.
Ron Hill!
You're not going to elaborate? That's it.
That's it.
Oh, I could say a lot of things. I didn't want to
No. The rule is when you take a step back and do this hand motion, you're acknowledging a timeout, so to speak, that you'd like to take over the fanfare. But I guess I'll continue it. Ron Hill and Maggie helped us out.
Ron Hill did a magnificent job. His daughter Maggie, we thought we were trying to do this through YouTube tonight. We couldn't figure out how to do it through YouTube. Instead, we wound up having a Google Plus chat just with us and Ron and his daughter and had the most fun. And that's going to be on YouTube as well. Terrific. I do these with my hands when I talk around and let's enjoy life. So what do you got tonight?
You know what? We have a Hey Guys right now.
By the way, James's head is not on camera.
Sure it is.
Barely.
I'm a tall guy.
Is this like Saturday Night Live? Are we going to get to do like a the actual one later? Is this the...
Oh, no, I think this is a show.
What do they call the first one?
Outtakes.
Dress rehearsal.
The Browning.
Yes, the Browning.
All right. Okay. Well, wow, I could watch this show all day. Oh, you hit pause?
We have a Hey Guys right now.
Touch it.
You did.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, what do we got?
Hey, guys. This is from Steve in New Jersey, by the way.
S-T-E-E-V?
Yes.
Oh, that son of a bitch. And a DJ New Style program.
It's, hey, guys, who do you have a hard time getting along with?
Do we mean as a people, or do we mean personally?
That's what I got.
What is that weird emoticon that he attached to it with the
beats?
That just
freaked me.
I think it's a meme, actually.
Where did you go?
We're watching. We have the chat room up here at the same time, and what we see. By the way, the chat room filled with us, which is great. No, this is 50 days ago, 56 days ago. Yeah,
this
no
is
one's
like
gonna
the new
that.
Show, dudes watching dudes.
Dudes boning dudes.
DVD.
But we're watching video here of the room, and it's weird. That was a good explanation, right? I hope you enjoyed it. I like the way this is. I like this.
I don't think I have a hard time getting along with anyone.
Wait, didn't I ask you a question? Do you mean, Steve, did you mean people, like, as a people or individuals?
All right, let me channel him.
Well, what do you think? James, do you have a...
I think he means individuals.
I can't stand my mother. I really can't. She's a...
By the way, I'm not going to go into details.
But
do
you have a hard time getting along with her, or you just don't like her?
No, I can't get along with her.
Okay. Chris was extremely obnoxious to his mother last weekend.
When? Explain.
When
okay, that? I was moving. I've been moving. And I'm in the process of moving. I guess I've moved in to my new place. And my mom decided she wanted to help. There you go, Keith.
Chris's mom was trying to be helpful. Trying to be a worrisome mom, because that's what moms do, they worry. And I don't get me wrong, I've seen Chris interact with his mother, and it's normally very uncomfortable.
Project your voice, quiet.
It's normally very uncomfortable when Chris interacts with his mommy. You son of a bitch, you really just did that. It's really very uncomfortable when Chris... and sometimes it's funny. You can go back into the archives. You can find the episode of Best in Show Radio where Chris called his mother to wish her a happy birthday. And
do you honestly think they're going to find that?
And told her to say cock. Because he was following her around the house the entire day saying cock.
My mother was on Best in Show.
Both our moms were on Best in Show.
I'm not talking about your mother. Your mother's been in a bunch of times. Your mother used to listen to the show. My mother doesn't even know what a computer
we
looks like.
We called your mother, though, for her birthday or for Mother's Day.
I don't remember that.
That's
for the record, my mother has never been on Best in Show.
Want to give her a call right now?
Absolutely not.
We can get her on the speakerphone, and it'll sound like this. Mom!
We called all the... This was before James was a regular member of the show. We called all of the family members.
He loves pointing that out. He was just like, oh, that was... You know, because James isn't fucking original like us.
I was trying to point out that that's why we didn't call James's mother. It would have been a little odd.
Yeah, mother!
Well, anyway...
Explicit, by the way.
Chris could be very... As I said, he followed his mom around, telling her... around your daughter's birthday party, telling her, Mom, just say cock. Just say cock. Mom, say cock. Say cock. Say cock. And he even got...
Did you say it?
Yes.
I don't remember.
He got his grandmother, her mother. He said, Grandma,
that.
Grandma, please, just get Mommy to say cock. Just get Mommy to say cock.
Okay, I never said Mommy.
Whatever you call her.
There is no way in the world that I said Mommy. Everything else about this, true story.
Well, whatever you call her then. Whatever you happen to call
mommy.
Her to your grandmother.
Moo moo cocky poo poos.
And she goes,
Grandma, home. Could you get my wee wee mama booey to say this?
And I want to hear your impersonation of your mom saying cock.
Cock! Stop it, I don't want to say cock.
Anyway, it was snowing out, and your mom was like, am I allowed to elaborate?
You would tell whatever you want.
Okay, and your mom's like, please just. Text me, I guess she said, or call me. Text me or call me when you get home. I'm just so
okay.
Worried. You're like,
so we went to the store. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond to get some stuff for my new apartment. And my mother had Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. And she wanted to meet me there to tell me, here's a coupon, enjoy it. 20% off, terrific deal. And after shopping, we had fun in the store. We shopped together. We were laughing. We were talking about things I thought I needed. Oh, it was great. We had like a friendly rapport. Better than I usually have with her. Then we were going to leave. It was a little snowy. Keith, continue.
And we're outside.
I go shopping with my mom and Keith, by the way. Just in case that is not clear.
We're a family.
And Keith, continue.
And
so, oh, and by the way. Oh, and Keith, continue.
So he goes...
Here's a shocker. I interrupt. Surprising. Guess what, fuckos? I'm back in the middle seat, and it's never changing. Shut up! What do you got to say? Shut up! Okay.
That's because my damn high chair is housing the camera right now.
It's true. It's true.
So we get out into the parking lot, and she says, do me a favor. Just be very careful. It's so icy out. Please just call me when you get home. And his reaction is, no! She's like, please don't, really, just call me again. He's like, no, I am not calling you. I am a fucking 40-year-old man. I'm not calling you. Go home. And then, honestly, a part of me was thinking, like, I was going to say to you, you want to give me your mom's number and I'll call her and let her know you got home safe because I felt bad. I have a mother that worries constantly, too, and apologetically will tell me, do me a favor, just text me when you guys get home. From time to time, like if we're at her house and leaving late, I oblige.
You don't think you're going to do that to your daughter in 30 years?
Ask her to call me?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
And you know what I think her response is going to be? No! And you know what?
She's going to pull out a disc of Best in Show Radio.
It will be well deserved. It'll be well deserved. If that's what she decides she wants to do, okay, what am I going to do? It's a good story, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was getting.
All right, so what is the, so who does my mother? I mean, who irritates us? I said my mother. Keith, who here irritates you for Steve?
Who irritates me?
Not irritates. What did he say? Who can you?
Who do you get along with?
Who do you not?
Who do you have a hard time getting along with? I don't think I have a hard time getting along with anybody.
So you're a fraud.
I think. What do you mean?
Like you just fake it. You're like the mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of whether you like people or not, like, you just like, all right, I'll tolerate your
I'm shaking hands and kissing babies, yeah.
But I'm being serious.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm using that as a metaphor, but yeah, I attempt to get along with everybody.
Yeah.
There's people at my job that bother me. I don't... Unless they really bother me, but for the most part, I don't...
Yeah, I can't think of a lot of people I just can't get along with. Plenty of people I don't like, and plenty of people don't like me.
Oh,
but
I don't know
about people I just can't figure out how to get along with.
There's people that annoy the hell out of me.
Yes.
But you get by.
Yes.
And a lot of it is not in the real world. A lot of it is on like Facebook and things like that. Things like that drive me crazy. As a matter of fact, there's a whole negativity strain.
He's still leaning into the microphone.
Running through Facebook.
It looks good though.
There's a whole negativity strain running through Facebook, and it's
what's that?
Well, it's my own made up phrase.
No,
Facebook is your own made up phrase.
I want my billions. And basically, what happens is, I have no problem if somebody posts one or 1,000 music videos. I have no problem if somebody posts one or 1,000 Walking Dead updates, even though I don't watch the show. I have no problem if somebody posts 1 million
Can you hold these two?
Updates
yeah.
on the Knicks or the Nets or anything. I don't care.
Next week we get extra microphones on there and we put like the names of the stations that are covering the event at his press conference just all for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not care what you post about.
And we just put a boom mic for actual audio.
As long as it's a positive. And as a positive, I don't mean that it's something you like. What I mean is there's a whole level of negativity related to what other people are posting on Facebook that drives me... May I use foul language since we did it already?
Fuck no.
It drives me out of my gosh darn mind. It makes me absolutely crazy when people feel the need to police Facebook and say, oh, too many people posting about snow. Let me get on here and say how I don't care about the snow. Oh, too many people posting about this Giants game today. Let me get on here and tell people how I don't like the Giants. Uh-oh, everyone's posting on Twitter or Facebook about the Grammys. I better get on here and let everyone know that I'm not watching the Grammys. So go do whatever the fuck you're doing and understand that it's a social media platform. You don't need to keep the lanes clear for emergency traffic.
So you don't like anybody, basically.
I guess I have a hard time getting along with everyone.
I feel like Brad Pitt on the airplane with
Edward Norton.
With Edward Norton, when after the single serving relationship. Oh no, I know what you mean there. I like when you said like you don't have to clear the lanes there. Like that was a good like hook line. But can't people complain about not wanting to hear people talk about BS that they don't want to hear?
Yeah, they absolutely can.
BS, by the way, is an abbreviation for bull duty. I'm not profane like Keith.
But to me,
I pronounce the S, the silent S in duty.
Oh, he's a
duty.
Facebook is made.
It's a duty. I love that when you've got to add together 10 in each block on the newspaper. I love it.
It's a duty.
Facebook and Twitter, those things are made basically for people to talk about their social media.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Bonnie Raitt on the Country Music Awards. They can talk about whatever they want to talk about. Yes, they can complain about whatever they want to complain about. But those things are made to talk about current events or forgive me for using this phrase, whatever's trending. When I see somebody looking upon Facebook and getting angry at the fact that so many people are commenting on what is trending, what do you think people are going to be talking about? It's the Super Bowl, it's the Grammys, it's the Oscars, it's snowing. What do you think people are going to talk about? Everyone
our
communicating
friend,
with each other.
Our friend, Frank, formerly of the DJ New Style Show, what happened? Something broke?
No.
The table's flipping around. It's making him crazy.
Okay, sorry.
Try and turn the table so you can get
some
ideas.
Oh, no. No, I don't want this. No, you're the mayor. Formerly of the DJ New Style Show, currently of I Apologize, used to... he made a point about this, and I was a football fan at the time, and I'm not a football fan any longer, despite the big game being in the big city this weekend. But we don't timestamp or do things like that. Sunday afternoons, he used to get so mad about the Twitter posts again and again of people talking about what happened in each football game. And I kind of understood it.
I don't.
Even though I was a football fan.
Don't follow people who post things that annoy you.
Even though I was a fan of football at the time, if I was interested in the football game, I'd watch the football game. And that was it.
But this is my point about the keeping the lanes clear. What is being blocked? What is being blocked that these football posts are preventing him from seeing?
Things you want to see.
Like what?
Anything.
So why isn't that anything? So when a certain amount of people get excited,
maybe he
about,
wanted to hear Ed McGrath talk about a plastic vagina, but didn't want to hear Ed McGrath talk about Victor Cruz's 76-yard touchdown.
If there was a giant game on, there was no way Ed McGrath was talking about anything else, except maybe the Yankees.
That's just crying. I don't want to hear that person say that. I don't want this person to say, talk about things that I want to hear when I want to hear.
And people are so mad about it, too.
It's stupid.
Oh, hey, everybody. I shared an article from The Onion today. Nobody cares. It was something like, nobody cares that you don't care about this.
It was blocking the runway for me, or blocking that lane for me. I deleted it.
And yes, I understand that maybe me complaining about that is piling on, but I'm right, so that's the difference.
The whole thing is just annoying.
And I understand people don't want to see, like, any of the stuff I post either, but it makes me insane. I just hate the whole...
Insane.
I hate the policing.
So to
Facebook.
Talk about and post something about how a specific topic is annoying you is just encouraging the conversation about that topic to keep going on.
Basically.
It has nothing to do with complaining about it. It has to do with wanting to debate with those people.
I suppose.
Which is their purpose. They want to debate. So, without having those things that they say they don't like, they have no platform. They're useless.
But they have to like something that they could post about.
They like to post about things they don't like, because they want to, you know, cause controversy. They want to, you know, piss people off or argue with them.
Yeah, that's the whole problem with
that's,
the whole
that,
thing.
But, like that's that. But that's their whole purpose. So they want to complain about what's feeding them. Shut up!
Stop talking about anything, I guess.
Yeah, I don't use Twitter. Right. I don't use Facebook.
I'll stop talking. Sorry, guys.
But you're still here on the screen in front of me.
Everything all right now?
Chris is just ordering dinner.
I'm hungry.
So Steve from New Jersey, flying without a net right here.
So I guess I don't get along with anybody who has any social media content.
Oh, I have social media platforms.
I guess I don't get along with you then.
I have them. I have all of them. I have a Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, can I get an order for delivery?
That I don't use, but for some reason I just feel the need to have. Well, I use some of them. I don't really use Instagram or Tumblr, but Twitter and Facebook. I like Twitter. Like Twitter.
Lindbergh,
I go to Twitter for sports news. If I want to know if somebody's going to be traded or if...
Yep, right across the street.
Whatever. Today, even though we're not dating ourselves, but... Maybe today, hypothetically today, I found out that Italy was retrying Amanda Knox.
That's been going on for a long time.
Well, the verdict was in today, which they did find her guilty.
Get out of here.
They found her guilty.
It's a side door.
To which she happily said, I'll be watching the Seahawks from Seattle on Sunday, assholes.
Thank you.
But regardless, I was curious to find that, and I was thinking, where can I go? Should I try to find CNN Radio? And I was like, oh no, I'm just going to keep refreshing Twitter to find out that information.
So where do you think she winds up? Brazil?
No, she's not getting extradited. She's here now.
You don't think she's going to get extradited?
They won't extradite her because she was already...
exonerated.
Yeah, she was exonerated, so they don't recognize double jeopardy in Italy, but apparently they... And no offense, they've sent us a hell of a lot of criminals themselves, haven't they?
Fun loving ones.
Smooth. So I go to Twitter for my news.
Wow,
I found out Michael Jackson died from Facebook.
20 minutes.
Oh, really? Perfect.
So, Steve, I get along with everyone. I love Twitter and Facebook, Steve.
We established me. We got you.
You're Chris.
James.
Where were you when I was discussing? Oh, you're ordering dinner.
Right. Why?
Oh, when I talk, Chris has better things to do. Let me kick some bottles. Let me, you know, open up some stuff, order some food, and it's cool. No, it's cool.
I want a large.
It's professional.
I need a large piece of whipped mushrooms at that moment. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
So, did you say something of importance?
No. Why would I?
Right.
So, if you noticed our new studio here, this is courtesy of Chris.
The lighting on Keith is very nice, actually.
Why, thank you. There's no glow coming off my head.
No.
Very good.
It's dull.
I'm going to guess the audio is going to be terrible, but we'll find a way to figure that out.
If you, I really have to stop leaning into the microphone. It's actually making my back hurt.
Well, before you were leaning into my head and whispering almost into the microphones.
Well, the mic was going to pick me up.
That no one's going to hear.
If you notice our new digs here, I believe I helped Chris move for the maybe seventh time?
First. First and a half.
Probably like the seventh time. And I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out fact.
Complaining a little bit?
I don't know yet. I'll see where he goes with it.
But wait, time out. Based on what he just said right there, seventh time, you don't think there was a slight air of complaint?
No, I think he was more digging into you for being a rambling man.
Mm. He's doing the best he can. Obvious, but... No, I wasn't really digging into him for that, but...
You gonna help me move?
I think this was probably... Sure.
Cool.
Absolutely. I think this was probably one of the sloppiest moves ever.
Shut up!
And the reason would be...
You only use shovels?
Last Friday night...
Shovels and big garbage cans.
The shovels are mostly to whack each other in the leg. Come on, get going. Or as Chris said at one point when we were putting stuff in the truck, all right, we're running out of time. We got a firecracker up.
That was out here. That wasn't going to the truck. That was unpacking. We got a firecracker this thing up.
So we weren't the most efficient in moving. I think there was a lot. Friday night, there was a lot of me standing around.
See. Can I interrupt?
Oh, please. I know it's... no, I want you to start feeling
why
free.
Why can't you just say no?
May I interrupt?
Yes, you may.
James, may I interrupt?
Sure.
The lack of efficiency with regards to the packing. I enjoy when people offer their friendship and their assistance and their everything. The lack of efficiency with regards to the move probably had a lot to do with it. Somebody was hanging out and someone else was moving. Just saying. Love the assistance, appreciated it, it was great. At one point, if I may use a point to illustrate.
Oh, please.
I say to someone that's in the room, hey, could you maybe clear off this bookcase while I'm packing this box?
He knocks it over.
You can't see the bookcase here. Do you see the hat net up on top? Keith's going to show it. The hat net.
Which somehow I was supposed to have.
Right, you left it behind. This is used to wash hats in a washing machine and you don't destroy the bill. There are like 30 things on this bookcase here, and I said, hey, Keith, could you just like get some of that stuff off of there so we can try and pack it?
He did that.
No, he did far less than that. He moved that net from shelf 3 to shelf 2 and did nothing else for the next 30 minutes. While I did 6 other things, we just talked, and he moved things from one thing to the other. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy Keith's company, and I liked him being there, and he definitely helped me carry boxes from the house to the car, from the car to the house, did that. When it came to packing, maybe that's where the lack of efficiency
came. Quick question now. Let me redirect.
Please.
What was your thought process when he said, can you clear that off, and you moved one thing to another shelf? What were you actually thinking?
I intended on doing it.
Okay.
But we hadn't hung out probably in a while. And so, you know, when you haven't hung out with someone in a while, you got a lot of talking to do?
Let him finish.
Now you let him finish. Sorry.
I can't do interpretive dance.
I think I was very talkative. I was very talkative, and I kept starting three or four stories at once. To the point where it was like, I took it, I put it down on the shelf, started talking again, and then I was just like looking. I also have a really hard time getting started, and so I was trying. That was basically, he was telling me.
That was you warming up, or continuing.
And he's telling me, you know, just, you know, you could just, whatever, pack whatever, you know, we got boxes, just pack whatever you want. And so I'm thinking in my head, all right, where do I start? I have a really hard
time starting. On the bookcase. On the bookcase where I asked you.
I have a really hard time starting.
That would be a place to start.
And then an hour later, bro, can you stop and make me some pasta? I'm hungry.
Now, to be clear, I loved just packing, and if Keith did nothing.
Which it sounds like.
If. Keith did nothing, and he just hung out with me while I did all the packing. It was great to me. It was that alone was
the camaraderie,
an incentive, and it was great. And I'm being like, I'm not even screwing around and like trying to do a bit. Like, I genuinely love just hanging out with Keith. I don't hang out with Keith ever, other than when we're doing the show, and we've taken a little break from doing the show, so I haven't seen Keith. I loved it, James. I love hanging out with James. I don't hang out with James unless we're doing the show. Bits here and there. I see him a little bit more than I see Keith, but I don't see these guys for the most part other than when we're doing the show. So hanging out while I was doing the move, great. The actual moving part, I don't want to come off as unappreciative, but I'm going to come off as unappreciative because Keith maybe wasn't the most
assertive.
Good. I was assertive in my
the most good. That's what I'd say. At being a moving helper. He was great at being my friend that I hung out with while I moved. And he helped me get boxes from the house to the car. If I hired a moving company, that's all they would do. Keith was great for working at a moving company. He wasn't a friend helping me pack to move.
I packed a couple of boxes, though. Oh, that was the next day.
Two. I'll give you two boxes. 100%.
And then, so...
So I shouldn't ask Keith to help me pack?
No, I should. You should. And you should enjoy talking to him.
I got it ready.
I don't think I like having people pack. I think it's more I prefer to have help moving things.
Just boxes?
Yeah, and a piece of furniture that's like... The actual packing thing, I think I'd much prefer to do myself.
I think that's a good idea. Because one of the few things that Keith did choose to pack...
It broke.
Broken glass.
What did I break?
A lamp?
When you fill...
No, glasses. I broke the lamp. You broke something glass.
And he fills glasses with rocks and then puts them in a box.
What did you break?
All I broke... Whoa.
You didn't break a sweat.
No, I broke... I knocked your number one dad magnet off the refrigerator.
No. No, you broke... You definitely broke a piece of glass.
Oh, it was like... Candle holder or something.
Right.
That,
okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I dropped a lot of things.
No.
I dropped a few things. And I cut my hand, and you don't see me complaining. I cut my hand during that.
He cut his hand trying to get out of the van.
No, I was trying to get
nothing
in.
To do with moving.
Listen.
There was a van, like we were sitting. I went to the ATM machine at a gas station.
You just come back, he's bleeding.
That's not even an exaggeration. I went to go to the ATM. I come back and Keith is sitting there with blood coming down his hand. He's like,
I bled all over Garrison Beach.
Oh, no.
Where we picked up this very table. That's.
Yeah, I was trying to situate this glass.
This piece of fucking shit glass that I did not want. This motherfucker and my dad insisted, oh, take the glass. It makes it look so much more classy.
Get rid of it.
I tried to at the gas station where he slashed his hand open. As I was rolling it towards the garbage, the owner of the gas station pulls up and says, what are you doing? And then I had to put it back in the car. I was like, oh, I thought I could put this in the garbage here. I paid for that. By the way, the guy, busted up nose, blood coming off his nose, and he said, "No, you gotta take that out of here." And I took it out of here, and look at it now. You know what? Place looks kind of classy because of it. Pile of shit that has two cushions here and two cushions here, nothing over there.
Over there.
Oh, this is the worst table with glass ever. You know how much I paid for it? $0 and no cents, because it's the most senseless thing to have in a human's house. Anyway, have Keith help you move. Stop being friends with people that irritate you. And kill your mother.
I would have helped you move, I just wasn't around.
Convenient!
Apparently neither was I.
No, he was here. He just wasn't here.
My lack of presence was more productive.
I'm always touched by your presence, dear.
Why don't you guys have a nice give and take? I'm going to step away. I don't want to overbear, be involved, wait for my pizza outside, and think about what's going on here. As I'm going to cue up the ending for the show, because we did two nice topics, and I think 45 minutes.
Why don't you put a commercial up now?
No, I'm going to do that. We did it already. You didn't see anyone happen before? When we transitioned between that moment when I looked at you and said, "Wait, James, what is your thing about this topic that happened 6 minutes before and I was confused?" I did a commercial right after that.
Oh, I have another Hey Guys coming.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I really did.
I didn't see it on here. Oh, while I was talking?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was bored to tears.
Figures.
Hey Guys, do you have any footage of Chris leading a band in his old glory days?
Perfect.
That was from Mike in Staten Island, by the way.
Do you have any footage of Chris and his old band? I was in Brown Lodge.
Alright, so, anyway.
I want you guys to seriously have a real serious conversation without me.
Ruben Tejada.
Ruben Tejada.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's be serious here.
I was already.
Well, no. And it's going to happen. Before this program started, when I was trying to figure out some technical things, that, and I thought that this wasn't going to be able to be recorded or broadcasted live for the zero of you that are watching right now, I was messing around the computer, and Keith and James were in some sort of mad sports talk. It was amazing. You guys sounded like real sports talksters, and I welcome you doing this with me the fuck out of here.
I don't think we talked about any sports before.
I guarantee you did.
Oh, a little bit. We talked about the Mets leadoff position.
Let me ask you something, James.
Yes.
What is your opinion on guys like Richard Sherman talking a lot and guys like Marshawn Lynch not talking a lot?
I think Richard Sherman actually did a great job of
making
the media look stupid.
I don't have any problem with Richard Sherman.
No.
I don't know what the big deal is. Aaron Andrews got a little scared of him, but...
I mean, he flew a little bit off the handle during that interview, but...
I mean, it's sports. It's not like he's not the president.
Well, that annoys me in sports. I get really annoyed by all the excessive celebrations after a tackle, after you run four yards, you get a... It drives me nuts.
Especially when my team gets penalized, it drives me nuts. But I didn't...
Penalized!
Just got double penalized.
No, just James is just really loud.
Apparently, I'm getting triple penalized. I don't mind it so much, but the Marshawn Lynch thing is kind of odd. I don't know if
I'm fine with that. Again, I was listening to that on the radio. I'm like, what's the big deal? What's the purpose of 2 days of having nothing but players talk about what they feel about a game? It means absolutely nothing. It doesn't change the outcome of the game. It doesn't change anything.
I'm a little tired of all the
Super Bowl. It annoys me.
I'm a little tired of the Super Bowl hype.
And sports talk, Chris.
I don't care about most of the sports that exist in the world right now, but I'm a tremendous fan of what the kids call mixed martial arts. And I can sit and listen to analysis of mixed martial arts for days on end and end and end and end and end. And I would think, for someone that really loves that sport, and loves that analysis, I would think that you guys, being guys that really love the sports of baseball and hockey and basketball and football, well, he loves hockey, that you can listen to analysis on that, and that includes the players talking. It doesn't?
Analysis, yes. Players talking, I players couldn't care
and
less.
Coaches offer nothing.
They offer absolutely nothing.
Maybe it's because mixed martial arts is so close to a single person sport, pro wrestling thing, that it like there's like that, like, I'm gonna get this guy and then I'm gonna do it.
Which is what Richard Sherman offered at the end of the NFC Championship game. He was doing a little WWE.
I don't know who Richard Sherman is.
Quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. He wanted a little WWE type of rant at the end of the game.
Oh, I saw that about somebody saying, yeah, oh, my, exactly. I did see that because I did watch that game actually.
But normally you get, we're going to do our best. We're going to give 110%. You know, we got to shake that off. Or
and
we,
you know, when somebody says something stupid, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the game.
People that went to the love them. The Peyton Manning school of media and just doing and doing and playing the part and doing the right thing.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's useless. That's why when I hear that an athlete's coming up or a coach is coming up, it's like
Love Prince Nassim. Love Roy Jones Jr. Love MMA. Love wrestling. Love that moment of this guy who I don't even know who he is, but watching him scream about Michael Crabtree.
You love soap operas.
I do.
I like the sports.
I like both. Well, I like the fighting sports. I used to like the other sports. Human drama.
Analysis, fine. Statistics, fine. Breaking down plays, fine. Hearing what this guy has to say about his opponent next week, useless.
Oh, I disagree, man.
Oh, I had a bad game last night, and now it doesn't do anything. It's annoying.
You don't want to know about the human drama involved?
No. You might be. I have human drama as my job. and that thing actually matters.
Then don't watch sports. Flip a coin, and just watch. Don't watch that.
I can watch sports. I enjoy the sport. I enjoy the
game. There's human drama involved in that. You're going to tell me that someone is having an emotionally bad day, that they're going to perform as well that day as they would on a day when they're feeling amped?
They can.
Oh, those who transcend the game. Or transcend their emotion.
No one transcends a game.
Transcends their emotion at that moment of the game.
Transcend isn't even a real word.
Of course it is. I live on Staten Island where Ralph Waldo Emerson used to hang out. I know
I
all about transcendence.
It's in the dictionary, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay. I'm not going to start talking about transcendental poets in the sports section.
On-field emotion and on things that are happening on the field.
You
or during the game.
My pizza's here. You didn't want to hear about...
affects the game.
You didn't want to hear Brett Favre talk about his dad dying when he played in that game? What's up, buddy?
No.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I don't... You know what it is, too? Next you one. May be able to extract a... slight bit of interesting bits or information from the interview, but for the most part, they know that if anyone ever saw Bull Durham, when Kevin Costner coaches Tim Robbins on what to say in interviews, and Tim Robbins
give 110%,
I'll never say that stuff, man. And then spoiler alert, turn it off now. At the end of the movie, he's just basically repeating those same things.
Why didn't you say that for your movie review?
That's 100K's movie review. Oh, okay. That guy's got nothing to do with me. Go Mets. We ready?
For what? To eat the pizza?
We're not eating the pizza on the air. I'm not eating the pizza at all. We're not eating the pizza on the air.
Who said anything about eating pizza on the air?
I mean, are we ready to do this?
To do what?
To end this.
Well, I went over there and then you guys started talking about sports, so I had to come back.
You asked us.
I did. And then you guys got crazy.
I like
you don't too. You don't want to breathe?
I like mushrooms.
But I can't breathe?
He doesn't want to breathe in the mushrooms.
No, it gets cold.
He doesn't want to have valley fever.
I want to be cooled off.
You don't get Pizza Jovi? That's the best pizza over here.
I don't even know what Pizza Jovi is.
Thank you, everybody. Come
Keith,
back to
Keith,
us.
Say something poignant and brilliant.
Entertaining Talk Radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.